All right. Brittany, are you hearing me on the phone system now? Brittany's not connected. Let me try Pittsburgh Power here. Morning, guys. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I had to go to the landline. I couldn't hear you on my cell phone.
Yeah, I don't think it was your phone, but that's all right, as long as you're here. It was on my end. Okay. I had to reconnect everything. So we're going to go back live again because I think I got this.
Okay.
Your money, your taxes, your truck, and your road to success in the trucking industry.
This is Trucking Business and Beyond, the show that puts the money where it belongs.
Back in your pocket.
Good morning once again, you beautiful bunch of fuckers. We may have recovered here. I wasn't confident because a lot of times when the phone system doesn't work the first time, we don't get a second shot. Now, it looks like I've got a show set up for a full 3 hours, and it looks like they're hearing me on the phone system. So we're going to give this a shot. I'm encouraged that it worked. I just had to hit all the right buttons and restart things. So let's jump right into it. We are here live. It is the Power Hour. You want to join us, hit that call now button on your app if you're going to dial a phone. Here's the number, 319-527-6791. We also, I believe, are live streaming to X, Facebook, and YouTube, and it looked like that stream just kept going. Wow. Yeah, it looks like I'm getting all kinds of comments coming in. There's a chat on that live, too, so good stuff. Hey, everybody over at X, Facebook. I see one in there from YouTube. Wow. All right, that's kind of exciting. Bruce, you're here with me. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Well, it's great to have you here.
Yeah, likewise. You're back from all your traveling.
Go ahead. I have to travel again next week already. Oh. And then that's the last trip till fall. I try not to go anywhere all summer long. I just like to hang out here in the gorge because the weather's so beautiful. So done traveling. Then one more trip.
Are you renting cars when you travel?
I can't remember the last time I rented a car. Uber and Lyft make everything so easy. I don't have to mess with the car. Don't have to take it back. Don't have to pick it up. Don't have to figure out where I'm going, where to park. And I spend a little more money depending on the length of the trip. If it's a short trip, a couple days, it's usually cheaper to Uber, Lyft. If it's going to be a week and I'm taking a lot of trips back and forth, it costs a little more. It's just worth it for me not to have to worry about one more thing.
So when I flew to Colorado, to Denver, it was a Saturday, which I try not to do. For the owner-operator snowmobile conference, I walk into Avis and Budget, to rent a car, and the line's about 150 feet long.